नमो तस्स भगवतो अरहतो सम्मा सम्बुद्धस्स। ओरिजिन एंड स्प्रेड ऑफ विपश्यना। The ascetic Sumedha receives the prediction from Dipankar Buddha that he will surely become a Buddha in the future. On the night Siddhartha is conceived, Queen Mahamaya dreams of a white elephant entering her womb. Queen Mahamaya gives birth to Siddhartha in Lumbini on the way to her parents' house. The infant Siddhartha is presented to the royal priest Rishi Kaldeval, who declares that the child will become a Samma Sambuddha and will discover Vipassana, the path to complete liberation. When Prince Siddhartha is left alone for some time at the ceremonial field plowing, he becomes absorbed in meditation. A swan shot by Prince Devadatta is saved by Prince Siddhartha. One who saves is greater than one who kills. Prince Siddhartha trains in archery in a non-violent manner. Prince Siddhartha tames a wild horse by lovingly patting him. Prince Siddhartha marries Yashodhara, the daughter of the Koliya king Suppabuddha. Seeing an old man, Siddhartha muses about reality and wonders, "Does everyone become old like this?" Seeing a sick man, Siddhartha muses about reality and wonders, "Does everyone become sick like this?" Seeing a dead body, Siddhartha muses about reality and wonders, "Does everyone die?" Meeting an ascetic, Siddhartha is inspired to renounce the householder's life to find a way out of all suffering. Before going forth into homelessness, Siddhartha looks into his wife's bedchamber where she and their infant son Rahula are asleep. Prince Siddhartha cuts off his hair, removes royal clothes and ornaments, and puts on the robes of a samana. The king of Magadha, Bimbisar, meets the ascetic Siddhartha and offers him a part of his kingdom. Siddhartha refuses the offer. After learning the first 7 absorption meditations at Alar Kalam's meditation center, ascetic Siddhartha leaves the center to learn higher meditation. after learning the highest 8th absorption meditation, ascetic Siddhartha leaves Uddakaramputta Center to continue his quest for liberation. Ascetic Siddhartha practices severe self-mortification. When ascetic Siddhartha gives up useless austerities and chooses the middle path, his companions leave him in disgust. Sujata offers milk prodigy to the ascetic prince. This is his last meal before enlightenment. Siddhartha has 5 dreams on the night before the full moon night of Vaisakha. First dream, he sees his body covering the entire Indian subcontinent from the Himalayas in the north to the Indian Ocean in the south, from the Bay of Bengal in the east to Sindh Sea, Arabian Sea in the west. This signifies the future spread of his teaching throughout the Indian subcontinent and abroad. Second dream, a plant germinates in his navel and reaches the sky. This signifies that he will become a teacher of both human and divine beings. Third dream, countless black-haired, white-clothed beings are seen coming close to Siddhartha, which signifies that countless householders will become his disciples. Fourth dream, birds of 4 different colors come and sit on his lap and become white. This signifies that people from all 4 castes will accept his teaching. Fifth dream, his feet are unsullied while walking on the earth, covered with excreta, signifying that no worldly impurity will touch him. Mara, the evil one, and his armies of earth to distract the Bodhisattva fail. Enlightenment. Siddhartha becomes a Sammasambuddha by rediscovering Vipassana meditation. The daughters of Mara make a futile attempt to corrupt the Sammasambuddha ripened in Vipassana. Tapus and Bhallika, 2 merchants from Yama, offer to the Buddha, the discoverer of Vipassana, his first meal, rice with honey, after enlightenment. A naked ascetic is impressed by Buddha's demeanor, but refuses to believe that he is the Buddha. The Buddha's first discourse on Vipassana that liberates one from all sufferings to 5 bhikkhus at Deer Park, Isipatan, Sarnath. This is called turning the wheel of Dhamma. The Buddha teaches Vipassana to Yasa's father, who has come to Deer Park in search of his son. The Buddha and Yasa, who was ordained and has become arahant by practicing vipassana, are offered a meal by Yasa's parents and his ex-wife. The Buddha exhorts all his first 60 arahant disciples to go in different directions with loving compassion to teach vipassana for the benefit of many, for the welfare of many. The Buddha, who is free from fear on the basis of vipassana, has loving compassion for an angry cobra. Uruvel Kashyapa and his 500 followers learned vipassana of sila, samadhi and panya, morality, concentration and wisdom, and cut off their matted hair to join the Buddha's bhikkhu sangha. The two younger Kashyapa brothers are puzzled when they see matted hair flowing in the river. The people of Rajgir are surprised to see Kashyapa brothers without their matted hair and radiant with vipassana. King Bimbisara invited all 1,004 bhikkhus for lunch. After listening to the Buddha's Dhamma discourse, King Bimbisara offers his bamboo grove as a dwelling place for Buddha and the Sangha. Sariputta asks Arhant Assajit, established in vipassana, about the Dhamma and the philosophy of the Buddha. The chief queen Khema, who was very proud of her beauty, understands the impermanence of physical beauty and applies herself to practice of the invaluable vipassana taught by the Buddha. The Buddha arrives in Kapilvattu. His father, King Suddhodana, tries to stop him from making an arms round. In her chamber, Yashodhara respectfully places her head on Buddha's feet. Sariputta and Suddhodana looks on. Yashodhara sings the praises of the qualities of Buddha to their son, Rahula. Rahula tells the Buddha that Buddha's shadow is pleasing to him. The Buddha instructs Sariputta to ordain Rahula. The Sakya princess requests the Buddha to ordain barber Upali first as a lesson in humility, thus establishing his seniority over them in the Sangha. Influenced by the teachings of the Buddha, Anath Pindika buys Jethwan Park by spreading gold coins over the entire land. When Sakyas and Koliyas take up arms due to a dispute over river water, the Buddha's Dhammic mediation averts a war. The conceited logician Satchaka is defeated in debate by the Buddha. The Buddha censures Pindura Bharadwaja for the display of miracles and bans all display of miracles. The Buddha refuses to walk on the carpet spread by Prince Bodhi. For him, as it would set a wrong precedent for future generations. The Buddha refuses the Brahmin Magandeya's request to marry his beautiful daughter Magandeya. When Magandeya becomes chief queen of Kosambi, out of a feeling of revenge against the Buddha, she incites some people to insult him. He, the teacher of equanimity of Vipassana, remains unperturbed and patiently faces the abuse. The Buddha remains calm when Chincha falsely accuses him of being the father of her unborn child. The Buddha, who taught equanimity by practice vipassana, remained established in equanimity. Opponents murder a beautiful woman named Sundari and carry her corpse around, alleging that bhikkhus have murdered her. The Buddha preaches to the Vipassi Bhikkhu Sangha and advises them to remain calm. The Buddha, the teacher of Vipassana, remains peaceful and fearless when mighty Alvaka questions him and tries to bully him. The Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha were censured and praised respectively by a teacher and his disciple. The Buddha praises those bhikkhus who are ripe in vipassana. The bhikkhus remain neutral. Serial killer Angulimala chases the Buddha and orders him to stop. The Buddha, the preacher of vipassana, remains fearless and answers, "I have stopped, so should you." As one sows, so one reaps. The Buddha explains the natural law of karma and its fruit, and the uselessness of rituals with the metaphor of two earthen pots, one filled with oil and the other with pebbles, which are broken open in water. When the king of Gandhara goes forth into homelessness, his subjects follow him. He draws a line on the road and orders them not to cross it. Akkosa Bharadwaja used abusive language against the Buddha, but the Buddha, who taught equanimity on the basis of vipassana, remains calm and wins him over by refusing to accept his gift of abuses. Queen Samavati's slave, Kujottara, changed after learning vipassana from the Buddha and buys flowers with all the money given to her by the queen. Kasi Bharadwaja, a farmer, advises the Buddha to work just as he himself works on his farm. The Buddha in turn tells him how he too farms his mind with the practice of vipassana. Ananda pleads with Buddha to establish a bhikkhuni sangha to enable females also to practice vipassana seriously. The Buddha tells Mahaprajapati that monks who are practicing vipassana are an example of proper veneration towards the Buddha. Patachara had lost her mind due to loss of her entire family and went naked. Here, as she comes to her senses while listening to the Buddha's sermon, a man puts a shawl over her. She became an arhant after learning Vipassana. Kesa Gautami besieges the Buddha to bring her dead son to life. The Buddha teaches her Dhamma. She becomes liberated by practicing Vipassana. The Buddha ordains the untouchable sweeper Sunita with the words, "Come, Bhikkhu." He practiced Vipassana and became an arhant, a liberated being. The orphan Sopaka was tied to a corpse in the cemetery by his cruel uncle and left to die. He was saved by the bhikkhus. Later, by practicing Vipassana, he became an arhant. "I have asked for water to drink. I have not asked your caste," Ananda tells the untouchable girl, Prakriti, who is hesitant to give him water because she is untouchable. The untouchable girl is attracted to Ananda and follows him, but he refuses to marry her and advises her to join the Buddha's Bhikkhuni Sangha to benefit from Vipassana meditation. Seeing that the Buddha had slept in an open on dry leaves during the cold winter, he is questioned whether he has slept well. The Buddha, who taught equanimity through Vipassana, responds that he is one of those who always sleeps peacefully. When a man coming from behind gives a severe blow to Sariputta, the general of Dhamma, he doesn't get angry because of equanimity developed through the practice of Vipassana. Mallika, General Bandhula's wife, is established in the practice of Vipassana. She informs the bhikkhus that she remained calm even after receiving the recent news that her husband and sons had been murdered by the king Prasenjit. How could she get upset about the breaking of a pot? Arhant Brahmadatta explains that he has eradicated anger from the mind by the practice of Vipassana and remains unaffected by abuse. The bhikkhus are accused of making mothers childless and wives widows by attracting young men to the Sangha. Vipassi bhikkhus remain calm. Sonadanda, a leader of Brahmins, declares that he will certainly go and meet the Buddha. Elderly Brahmayu listens to a report about the Buddha from his disciple whom he had sent to examine the Buddha. Inspired by the report, he meets the Buddha and is inclined towards Vipassana. Ascetic Daruchiriya of Nalla Sopara, Mumbai, hears the essence of Vipassana instructions from the Buddha. In seeing let there be only seeing. Mahasala was a rich Brahmin. After he distributed all his wealth among his four sons, they started ill-treating him. The Buddha advises the father to expose his sons at a gathering of Brahmins. This brings welfare to all. One who serves the sick serves me, the Buddha said, while nursing a sick bhikkhu. This is the practical aspect of vipassana. Minister Seiya, who is unjustly imprisoned by King Prasenji, uses his time in prison for vipassana meditation and becomes a stream enterer, after which the king frees him from prison. Purna, a slave girl who practiced vipassana, refutes a Brahmin who claims that bathing in the river washes away sins. If that were true, all animals in the river would be liberated. Bhikkhuni Dhammadinna becomes liberated by practicing vipassana and inspires her former husband Visakha to become liberated by vipassana. Visakha, vipassana meditator, is married to a wealthy family. Her father-in-law is very miserly. She explains to him that the fruit of good karma from the past is like stale food because he has not been performing any fresh meritorious deeds of charity. Sujata, Anath Pindika's daughter-in-law, mends her ways after listening to Buddha's discourse. Bhikkhuni Sisupachala rejects the advances of Mara, who tries to court her in the form of a handsome youth, and tells him, "I have eradicated all my lust by the practice of vipassana." When Punna from Sunaparanta, Maharashtra, gets established in vipassana, he wants to serve the people of his region and seeks Buddha's blessings. He becomes an ideal Dhamma messenger due to his tolerance and compassion. The Buddha refuses Anath Pindika's request to put a statue of Buddha in Jethavana, and instead instructs to him to plant a sapling of Bodhi tree at the entrance of Jethavana, so that instead of just paying respect with folded hands, people could sit under it to practice vipassana. Brahmin Kutadanta was planning an animal sacrifice. The Buddha explains to him how a true sacrifice is performed. Kutadanta repents, sets free all the animals, and starts a real sacrifice of vipassana. The originator of vipassana, the Buddha, explains to Agyaka Bharadvaja that one is high or low because of one's actions, not because of one's birth. When Sundarik Bharadvaja asked the Buddha his caste, the teacher of vipassana, the annihilator of caste system and the founder of human equality? The Buddha replies, don't ask my caste, ask my conduct. When Nakulapita, a practitioner of Vipassana, became sick, the Buddha asked him, your body is sick, but is your mind healthy? Nakulapita responds, yes, Lord, my mind is healthy. Nakulmata, established in Vipassana, also remains calm and looks after her sick husband. Sariputta teaches Vipassana Dhamma to his centenarian mother. To the bhikkhus who wish to offer flowers to him, the Buddha explains that Vipassana meditation is the true way of worshipping the Buddha. During a terrible famine, the bhikkhus practice Vipassana and show great forbearance when they are offered the low quality of grains that are usually fed to horses. The Buddha is served by an old elephant when he decides to live in solitude in a forest. King Bimbisara remains calm and unshaken due to practice of Vipassana when his son imprisons and tortures him. When Devadatta sets Nalagiri, an elephant and rut, on the Buddha's path to kill him, the Buddha tames the elephant with strong metta, that is compassionate goodwill of Vipassana. Devadatta hires assassin to kill the Buddha, but they fail to do so. Devadatta decides to kill the Buddha himself, but fails. Vaishali was a republic of Vipassi Lichchavis. The Buddha advises the Lichchavis on how to defend their republic. On the way to Buddha's assembly of 1,250 monks, during the night, King Ajatasatru is terrified and surprised by the total silence there. The prostitute Ambapali, a Vipassana practitioner, invites the Buddha and his Sangha for a meal. The Lichchavi princes try to buy from her the opportunity to serve the meal to Buddha, but Ambapali refuses. King Pasendi kisses the feet of the Buddha, the teacher of Vipassana, while enumerating the qualities of the Buddha. The caste conceit of the Sakyas leads to Prince Virudabba humiliation. When he becomes king, he advances towards the Sakya Republic with a huge army to take revenge. Seeing the Buddha sitting on the way, Virudabba goes back. When some people offered flowers to the Buddha on his deathbed, he points to bhikkhus who are practicing Vipassana and explains that is the proper way to worship Buddha. Subhadra insists on learning Dhamma from the Buddha. Ananda stops him, saying that this is not an appropriate moment. But the Buddha instructs Ananda to let Subhadra come and teaches him Vipassana Dhamma. After passing away of the Buddha, a quarrel starts for his corporeal relics. Brahmin Drona mediates among the feuding kings and divides the relics of the Buddha among the 8 rulers. He takes away the pot in which relics were stored to build a stupa on it. To keep the words of the Buddha pure and secure, at the first Dhamma Council of 500 Arhants presided over by Mahakasyapa, Anand recites the Sutta and Upali recites the Vinaya. At the completion of the third council, held under the patronage of Emperor Asoka, Mogaliputta Tissa, head of the council, asked Sonanuttara to take theory and practice of Vipassana to Suvarnabhumi, Myanmar. Bhikkhu Mahinda, Asoka's son, receives Mogaliputta Tissa's blessings as Mahinda leaves for Sri Lanka to spread the words of the Buddha and the practice of Vipassana there. King Piyadasi Tissa welcomes him and gets established in pure Dhamma. Emperor Asoka hands over a sapling of Bodhi tree to his daughter Bhikkhuni Sanghamitta as she leaves for Sri Lanka to establish a Bhikkhuni Sangha there. King Anuratha of Pagan, North Myanmar, receives the true Vipassana Dhamma from Aradhammadasi, due to which the false Dhamma is eradicated. Emperor Asoka declares in his edict on the boundary of his empire that his neighbors should not be afraid of him because he has no imperial ambitions and only desires to win them over with Dhamma, love arising from Vipassana. Under the patronage of King Vattagamini, the fourth Dhamma Council was held in Aluvihara in Sri Lanka, where the entire Tipitaka containing information on Vipassana was written on palm leaves. Bhadanta Maharakshita presided over the council. During the fifth Dhamma Council, held in Manli, under the aegis of King Mindo Ming in 1871, the entire Tipitaka is inscribed on the marble slabs. The sixth Dhamma Council was held in a huge hall in Kabae, Yangon, Myanmar, under the protection of Prime Minister Unu from 1954 to 1956. Bhavatu Sarvamangalam, Bhavatu Sarvamangalam, Bhavatu Sarvamangalam.